Ray, come on in here.
United offerings barely ample for the active demand. Live poultry prices were steadied firm on hens, but trading was unsettled on other classes. Broilers and fryers were in excess supply on eastern markets, but moderate receipts found demand on the Pacific coast. In most eastern commercial broiler-producing areas, top-quality birds were in short supply and good demand. Other offerings in fair demand. Dressed poultry markets were unsettled on young chickens, steady on hens, and barely steady on turkeys. Young chickens showed irregular price changes in the east, moved well in the Midwest, and advanced slightly on the west coast. Potato prices declined slightly in all shipping areas except in Idaho. Prices held steady. Spot cotton middling 15/16 brought an average of 33.32 cents a pound in the 10 spot markets on Friday, or 35 points above last week.
And that's the markets. Well, next Saturday, we'll bring you a close-up account of the National Commergic Conference in St. Louis, Missouri. Until then, here is my thought for the week. The penalty paid by good men for refusing to take part in government is to live under the government of bad men. As a service to agriculture, in cooperation with the United States Department of Agriculture, the National Farm and Home Hour is brought to you every Saturday at this time by Ellis Chalmers, builders of power equipment for the family farm. Equipment you can own and operate at a profit, regardless of acreage. For better living, for better farming, for more profit, use Ellis Chalmers power. The National Farm and Home Hour is directed by Herbert Latour. Until next week, this is your old friend Everett Mitchell saying goodbye and lots of good luck, everybody.
The National Farm and Home Hour comes to you from Chicago with portions of today's special feature and the headlines transcribed from Washington, D.C.
This is NBC, the National.
This program was transcribed from the lines of NBC for release at this time. This is Billings KGHL, the Northwestern Auto Supply Company station. Your S&L store has new low prices on sheets. Famous long-wearing Hope sheets, 72 by 99 inches, $1.77. 81 by 108 inches, $1.99. Matching cases, 43 cents. Stock up now at S&L. Downtown Billings temperature, 46. Now we leave our studios and take you to Peckham's Nash Company.
Once again, I'm speaking to you from Peckham's Nash Company, 1st Avenue at 31st Street here in Billings. Drop on down today and see the car that all of Billings is talking about. The new 1953 Pininfarina-styled Nash Rambler. The new Nash Rambler for 1953 includes a custom convertible, station wagon, and country club convertible. The new Nash Rambler, now on display at Peckham's Nash Company, 1st Avenue at 31st Street, offers traditional Rambler economy combined with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease of handling in city traffic and on the highway. The new Nash Rambler for 1953 features new body design, new attractive Continental styling, new higher horsepower engine, new larger windshield, new colors inside and out. First off, this noonday, we're going to talk with Ray Olhauser, one of the salesmen down here at Peckham's Nash at 1st Avenue and 31st Street. Ray, what do you say we go over here and look at this new Nash Rambler station wagon?
Okay, George.
Let's move right on across the floor here. This is a very beautiful car, isn't it? Nice dark green and has a natural wood finish up here on top, doesn't it?
That is right. Now, that is a decal wood over a metal body. Your Rambler station wagon is strictly a metal body all the way with a decaled wood, George.
Then you don't have to bother, as with a wooden station wagon body where they have to varnish and be very careful. You wouldn't have to be worried about that in this car at all.
No, sir. You just wax that like a regular car. It's all metal.
And while we're on the subject of the body of the vehicle, as regards the Nash Rambler and also the Statesman, What is the particular construction that makes Nash outstanding as far as its body is concerned?
Like I said yesterday, George, it's a unitized construction. Now, the Rambler is built just like the big car in your unitized construction, which is like a train, an airplane, battle wagon, or anything you want to call it. It's strictly a one-piece construction. There's no frame on the bottom. It's all frame. Runs from the top to the bottom. Now, you have as much strength on the top of the car as you do on the bottom of the car.
In other words, this car is going to, if it were twisted, for instance, put on a couple of machines, and one machine twisted one way and the other machine at the rear end of the car twisted another way, it's not going to twist as soon as it would on a car with a conventional frame and body, is
that it? That is right. It has more strength than any other car on the road due to this type of construction.
And you're going to avoid a lot of squeaks and rattles and body noise.
That is right, and it's the safest car on the road due to that construction also. If you wreck them, they don't twist. You can always open a door on a Nash after a wreck. That has been proven.
Well, that's certainly a wonderful feature. Now, I wonder if there's anything else that you'd like to point out about this station wagon. I notice you have the seats laid down here. What's the purpose of that?
That is the reason they call it a station wagon. You can either have as a passenger car or lay the rear seat down, and then you have a regular station wagon, which you can make a bed in the back. The air mattresses will fit in the back of the station wagon as well as in the big car for a bed.
I noticed that's something that you have over here in this Nash Statesman as
that
well.
That's right.
A bed in the back. Is there anything more that you'd like to tell us about this particular car, this Nash Rambler?
The station wagon, or all the Nash Ramblers and 53 models, are longer. They're 9 3/8 inches longer than last year. And they really made a fine-looking automobile. It'd be hard to describe it, but you'd have to come down and look at it to read and see the improvements of them.
And that's Peckham's Nash Company, 1st Avenue at 31st Street, folks. So why don't you drop on down right now or this afternoon sometime and take a look at the new 1953 Nash Rambler, styled by Panin Farina. He's a pretty expensive man to be hired to style a Nash, isn't
he? That's right, but he does a wonderful job.
Yes, he does.
I'd like to explain this bed now.
All right, you go right
George.
Ahead.
We have a Statesman, a 1953 Statesman, on the floor. It's a four-door sedan. Our last showing, we had a single bed made up in it. This showing, we have a full-size bed, and it's made up on the floor now for your inspection. It's a very neat-looking job. You'd have to see this bed to actually know how we make a bed into a Nash. Also, folks, we have some fine used cars. We have 49 Nash, which makes into the same bed. We have a 50 Nash Ambassador, which also makes up into a bed. We have Chevrolets, Fords, just about any type of a used car you'd like. So don't forget me when you're shopping for a used car.
No, sir. Peckham's Nash for a fine used car, too. I noticed that in addition to the regular padding that you would have on the upholstery of the seats, you have air mattresses back there. That just adds completely to the comfort.
More comfort to your bed, yes. You can sleep in these cars without using the air mattresses, George, and they're very comfortable that way. But if you want more comfort, we suggest the air mattress.
Now, you have recliner seats in the Nash Rambler, don't
you? That is right.
Just like in a bus or in a train, you can kind of...
That is right. Same as a big car, bus or train or Pullman. Anything that's got the air reclining seats in it.
Gee, that's swell.
Very nice feature, golly. The people really like it.
Is there much trouble to knocking down these seats for a bed?
No, there isn't, George. In about 2 minutes flat, you can have your complete bed made up. I would say you can make a bed in a Nash faster than what you could make your bed up at home.
Oh, boy, that's well. That's something that the little lady of the house will
certainly
appreciate. That is right.
You have the flick of a lever here to make your bed at home. You got to walk around it.
Talking about the lady of the house, ladies are very interested in colors, and I think that's something we could talk about as regards the new Nash Rambler and the new Nash Statesman and Ambassadors. How many colors do they come in?
We have 26 assorted colors. That's either a two-tone colors, straight colors. Most of Nash's have the baked enamel finish, which is the best finish money can buy.
Oh, yes, that's for sure.
We also have the metallic finishes, which is also a beautiful finish in the sun. It's the Sunray metallic finish.
Mm-hmm. Something about the front wheel suspension of the new Nash. I understand that you don't have to have your wheels relined at a considerable price quite as often with the new Nash.
That is right. Last year in 52, we developed this new type front end suspension. To go out and give you the full details, that would be very hard, but I'll explain just how it's built, and most of the people will realize then what we really have got. Your front end suspension on the Nash, this includes Rambler and all makes and models, it's built similar to an airplane. It has the same type front end as an airplane uses, and it eliminates your front end alignments. Now, we have very few alignments on your 52 models and on up, which has eliminated that. Now, it's an expensive item if you have to get your front wheels aligned about every three weeks or 2 months.
And a lot less tire trouble, too.
That is right. It saves the wear on tires with this type of front end. Makes a nicer ride, nicer steering ability.
I notice the engine is cradled down between the two front springs.
That's right. Your shocks are on top with your coil spring. It has a double shock suspension. One shock holds your wheel up in position, and the other shock gives you the ride. For instance, if your wheel hits a hole, this C-leg shock, which they call, will bring the wheel down in a straight position, which keeps your wheels in line. The other type, it hit just any way it come down, and it eventually knocked you out of alignment.
And on these rough Montana roads, some of these back roads, if you hit a good hard bump, it's a distinct possibility that you could turn over in a conventional car.
That
not so
right.
In a Nash.
No, they are very good road ability. We will take a corner faster than any car on the road.
Well, that means a great deal. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to point out? New longer bodies. You said 9 and how many inches?
9 3/8 inches longer than last year's body.
And still have that same Nash gas economy, too.
That is right.
What is the gas mileage that they get on the Nash Rambler?
Oh, I've had reports, custom reports, up to 35 miles to a gallon. Now, your Mobile Economy run had 31.5 miles per gallon on the Nash Rambler, which is the highest record of any automobile. And they still hold that record.
That's an outstanding record.
That is.
That's really fine. Well, anything else? Let's see. We have the convertible here, and I notice about that convertible, you have the steel railings that go all the way up to the top, along which the top runs. That certainly is a safety factor, too.
That is.
If you roll over in that convertible, you're not going to be squashed down against the seat, are you?
No, you're not. It is the only convertible on the market which gives you head protection in case you do tip them over. We don't want anyone to tip one over, but it does give you protection in case it happens.
All right, thank you very much, Ray, for all of the information. Remember, folks, drop on down this afternoon and see the new 1953 Nash Rambler, styled by Pininfarina. The Nash Rambler is on display here at Peckham's Nash Company, 1st Avenue at 31st Street, right here in Billings. Now we're going to talk with, what is your name, madam?
I'm Mrs. J.M. Lilligren.
And where is your home, Mrs. Lilligren?
I live at 343 North Rim Terrace.
Do you drive a Nash, madam?
Yes, I do, and I enjoy it. I've been all over the state in my Nash and camping and driving and looking at the scenery and really enjoying the state.
Well, madam, you say you've been all over the state. May I ask what your particular profession or job is?
Well, I'm a photographer.
So you get through some rough country.
I've taken it off the road and down gullies and over hills and even through streams of water. I've been up all through the Castle Mountains and a good many difficult places to go.
And you don't have any rattles or noises that you would have in a conventional car, do you?
No, I don't. I've found it most satisfactory.
Very comfortable car to ride in?
Yes. In fact, I liked it so much that I have another one now.
Oh, that's well. And being out and around like that, and you say you do a lot of camping, I imagine that you have made good use of this bed that they have in the Statesman. Huh?
Yes, indeed. I've used that. Well, it's such a wonderful satisfaction not to have to look for a place to stay in the evening, because that's the time to take the pictures when the light is coming from the side lighting, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to worry about finding quarters, and the back end holds all my camping equipment. I just, it's so convenient to not to have to put those things in the car.
That's certainly true, and a lot less expensive, too, because when you are out on the road and traveling around and you have to stop for a night and you have to pay for your night's lodging, that can run into a lot of money, can't it?
Yes, it can, and one time I couldn't get to a place where I'd pull off the road very far, but I pulled my car off and went to sleep, and when I woke up in the morning, there were two salesmen in Nash's along beside the road, too.
Now, I wonder if you could give me some idea as to what gas mileage you get with your Nash Statesman.
Well, it depends upon the length of the trip and all, but I've been able to get as high as 22.
For a car as large as the Nash Statesman. Well, that's very fine.
But that's with good careful, you know, using good common sense.
Surely. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Lilligren. Now, I think we'll talk to Jack Peckham. He's the manager owner of Peckham's Nash Company here at 1st Avenue and 31st Street. How have you found the reception down here at Peckham's Nash, Jack?
Just fine, George. You know, we had our showing on the 16th of the Statesman and the Ambassador, and we were overwhelmed then, and we kind of thought this was an anticlimax, but by gosh, the people have just come in droves.
Oh, that's well.
We still have a few roses left for the ladies.
Oh, yes, we forgot to mention that. Roses for all of the ladies today. Two Easter hams to be given away as door prizes. And then the kids are going to get lollipops and balloons, too.
That's right. And folks will watch the papers next week. If I should say paper, George, we're radio men. we're going to have something I know that'll be very interesting to the boys and girls, and it's going to keep their dads very busy when they drop in and pick it up. We will tell you about that later.
Oh, I see. All right.
And, incidentally, before I forget it, this good music that we've had in the last couple of days, Elliot's radio store, Elliot's Incorporated, have done a wonderful job on that.
RCA Victor Recording.
And the RCA Victor Recording.
And good coffee. I had some of that just before we went on the air, and man, we hit the spot.
Coffee, they're really putting it out today.
That's swell. And you made that, too. In fact, Ray is buying coffee, he says, for everyone, but actually, folks, it's for nothing, because if you just come down here at Peckham's Nash, why... Ray, he'll just put all the coffee out for your disposal. That's Peckham's Nash at 1st Avenue and 31st Street to see the new 1953 Nash Rambler, styled by Panin Farina.
I just wanted to mention one thing, George, if we have time. There's a very fine boat show going on in town, and I'd like to encourage everybody to drop by the 504 North 29th Street and...
504 see, address at North 29th.
That's right. And there's some other fine cars being shown, too, in town, and I'd like very much to have all the friends see those as well. That might be a little
crowd
of mine,
Mr.
but
Peckham.
I certainly would like to see them. And thanks to everyone.
Not at all, Mr. Peckham. Ray, shall we go over this hardtop convertible? We've covered the Nash station wagon. We've covered the Nash Statesman with a bed. I wonder if there's anything you'd like to point out.
Like
this tire here on the rear end, that's quite a continental style note, isn't it?
It gives you a lot of room in the trunk, which you've noticed. That trunk in the Rambler is very large with your continental spare tire.
Naturally, taking the tire out of the trunk would naturally give you a lot more room.
That is
incidentally,
right.
How do you open the trunk with the tire in the position that it is? How does that...
Just a little lever in back of your tire that you flip up, your tire falls back, and then you open your trunk with a key. It's snap-out key, and... Very easy. Anyone can do it.
And that's one of those Panin Farina
design.
Style...
That's right. And folks, I'll have to tell you about this red car. It is red. It's redder in red. And you have to see it to actually know what red looks like. It's a red bottom with a black top. It's very beautiful. And it is red, I must say again.
Spanish red.
Well, folks, remember now, come on down to Peckham's Nash this afternoon and see the new 1953 Nash Rambler. I'm sure you'll be very pleased, and our talking about it for the past 15 minutes has really not done justice to the fine automobile that has been put out by the Nash Company. Folks, that's all the time we have for our broadcast today from Peckham's Nash Company, where the new Panin Farina-styled Nash Rambler is on display. Also, a fine display of select Nash used cars. Free coffee during this introduction period, Easter hams as door prizes, and balloons and lollipops to all the kids. If you want economy and comfort and functional styling in the car you buy, then the Nash Rambler is your choice. We return you to our studios.
Surface Sticky. No one can tell you're using a hairdressing because Tame is the invisible hairdressing. Only the beauty shows. Try Tame today.
Tame's the name of the new. Tame's the name of the new invisible hairdressing.
Bye, Nash.
And until next week, this is Arlene Francis.
And Bill Connor reminding you that Arlene's doing a play now called Late Love, and it just ran.
Thank you, and so long, everybody. Bye, Bill.
So long, everybody. Bye.
Transcribed from the CBS Radio Network.
Bye, Nash.
This is KOOK in Billings. Chrysler Medallion Theater is on Cook TV tonight. Will you see it on a TV set in your own home? Well, enjoy it on a General Electric TV set. The TV selected 7-1 in nationwide comparisons. You can own a GE TV set for as little as $2 a week. Stop in at Billings Electric Supply in Billings, 214 North 30th Street, or Bridger Rexall Drug in Bridger, Montana, and get GE TV today. Remember, for the 15th time, the CBS Radio Network will broadcast the annual presentation of Handel's Messiah, originating from the TV Playhouse in Kansas City, and heard on KOOK Radio tomorrow night at 9:30. Say, you ladies know what you want for Christmas, of course, but putting the bee in Dad's bonnet is something else again. And here's a suggestion. Take him to Grand Hardware, 1235 Grand Avenue, and a few long casual glances at that popular wherever...
New Nash.
Pan set will do the trick. The set of four, including a large chicken fryer and three sizes of saucepans, sells for just $27.95. All four pieces have the beautiful reflective lids, and it's open stock, too, so additions can be made as the need arises. Make that visit tonight. Grand Hardware is open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 8 p.m. on Saturdays. The time is 10 seconds past 1:30, and now it's time for Glenn Lockwood and some words about automobiles.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Glenn Lockwood speaking to you from the home of the 1954 Nash Automobiles, Peckham Nash Motors at 1201 First Avenue North. And we're down here this afternoon to talk to Jack Peckham and introduce to you a fellow, a couple of fellows, in fact, who are new with the Peckham Nash organization, and to find out a little bit about the Nash automobiles, and wish you all a Merry Christmas from Peckham Nash. Jack, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good, Glenn. Matter of fact, fine. It's a wonderful day, and I know there's a lot of people out circulating around today, and the purpose of this broadcast is just to wish everybody primarily a very, very Merry Christmas, Glenn. And I know they will have one. We've never had such fine weather and chances to get out and shop and do this, that, and the other thing. And if they are out this afternoon, I'd like to invite each and every one of the folks to drop in and just say hello.
I was just going to echo those sentiments myself, Jack. As long as they're out Christmas shopping, riding around, it is a beautiful day out. Stop in, sir. Peckham Nash here, 1201 First Avenue North, and see these wonderful automobiles. And I'm sure that you and Ray Oldhauser, your sales manager, and the other two fellows who we're going to talk to a little bit later on will be glad to tell them all about the Nash automobiles.
Well, I would like, in a few minutes, to introduce some new folks we have working for us. They're the ones that are out on the firing line that are going to contact the folks, and we, incidentally, Glenn, we believe in that. We believe that the customer deserves the service of sales contacts. Mm-hmm. It's something I think that they have missed in the last, possibly 10 years. I know since the war, at any rate.
Mm-hmm.
And our idea is to be of service, both sales-wise and service-wise,
right.
Yes. We didn't want to talk too much about product today, Glenn. On our program, we just wanted to, we may inject a little plug here and there. However, before we get any farther, I would like to mention that the Marine Reserve have a program of Toys for Tots. They're working very hard at it. It was very good success last year. The toys go to underprivileged children, and we, for one, are behind it 100%, and I know many of the folks, while they're shopping in the stores, can drop a toy in one of the boxes that they see there, marked Toys for Tots.
I think myself, Jack, that it's a very worthy organization, very worthy cause that the Marine Reserve Unit here in Billings is working toward, and as you say, they have done it last year and made a success out of it, and we'd like to have everybody get behind it this year and to help out the underprivileged children in the Billings area who may not be visited by Santa Claus otherwise.
That's right, Glenn. Now, I see Ray just came in over here, my sales manager. I'd like to have Ray say hello to the folks again. Can you get over here, Ray?
Ray, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good, Glenn.
Good.
You got a heck of a cold.
Well, I think there are a good number of people that are in the same boat around this part of the country. Anything you'd like to say this afternoon, Ray?
Yeah, I've said it before, Glenn. If I get a sneeze, just step back and take over because I've got it. No, Glenn, nothing particular. I just would like to wish all of our good customers and any customer and everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As Jack said, that's the main reason of putting this little broadcast on. We have got a lot of customers, a lot of friends come in and out of here every day. And this is about the easiest way to wish them all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in one place.
Very, very good. Thank you ever so much, Ray. Maybe we can get back to you a little bit later on.
Yeah, and Jack, tell you, we had a couple new salesmen here.
Just going over to see them.
Okay,
thanks an awful lot, Ray. We'd like to, at this time, to introduce to our radio audience a couple of the fellows who are new with the Peckham Nash organization. And a fellow who has a lot of friends down in the Columbus area, Art Nygaard. Art, how are you this afternoon?
Just fine.
Would you like to invite all of your friends down in the Columbus area to stop in and see you and wish them all a Merry Christmas?
I'd like to invite all my friends from Columbus down to visit our new line of Nash. They're very beautiful and economical cars.
Mm-hmm.
Which, most of them, we have a lot of features that other cars don't have at present.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm certainly, go ahead, Art, if I interrupted someone.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that I'm sure that a lot of the folks, your friends and neighbors down in the Columbus area would be very, very happy to hear that you are here working for Jack and Ray and a salesman for the Peckham Nash Motor Company, and we'd like to see all of them come in and say hello to you.
Yes, we'd like to see everybody from Clemens come down and look over the new cars. But there's a lot of them that won't be able to make it at present. Any future date, they'd be very happy to see.
And any of the folks who might be listening to our broadcast this afternoon and might be here in Billings doing a bit of Christmas shopping, come on down this afternoon and talk to Art. He'll be glad to see you and say hello to you. Wish you a Merry Christmas in person.
Thank you.
Thanks an awful lot to you, Art Nygaard, from Columbus, now working for the Peckham Nash Motor Company. And the other fellow who is new with the organization, Ralph Gimble, from the Edgar and Bromberg community. Ralph, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good, Glenn. And I'd like to invite all the people from Edgar, friends of mine, to come down here and look over what we've got in stock. We've got a fine selection of used cars, and the new Nash for 54 is a real automobile.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks an awful lot to you, Ralph, and good luck to you in your association with Jack here.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm going to enjoy working with these people. They're a fine bunch of people, and we've got a fine organization.
Fine. Thanks an awful lot to you, Ralph.
Thank you, Glenn.
Back to you again, Art, and wondering if we might have missed some of the other fellows here who are members of the organization. I hear several of them in the back room there. The service manager possibly, maybe we'd get him out here.
I think Bill's getting out some parts right this minute, Glenn, but I wonder if you can get them back there, please.
Well, that, Brent, just goes to show you that service is the key word here at Peckham Nash Motors. Even a radio broadcast will not interfere with the service to their customers. Is that right, Jack?
That's right. That still comes first in one sense of the word. Glenn, I might take just a minute to go into some of this Nash product information that we have to offer for 1954.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to mention some of the most or that a car has, and we have them in Nash. As you know, or may not know, Nash automobiles are the widest cars inside of any that you can purchase today.
Mm-hmm.
Four people, average-sized people, can comfortably sit across the back seat. If the state law allowed four in the front, well, we could say it was an eight-passenger car. Actually, can be considered a seven-passenger car today.
Mm-hmm.
Your eye-level visibility from a safety standpoint, from the driver's seat, is the greatest of any car. Your headroom in the front seat is the greatest. They've, of course, for quite a few years now, have specialized in what is known as monocoque construction. That's the type of construction that's used in airplanes.
The welded
one piece. You're protected throughout by steel. There's not a body placed on a frame. In other words, you have just the same strength all around you, front, rear, and sides, as you do. It's just something that's safer for you, the folks and their families. And this holiday season, when everybody will be out and driving, I think, and the roads the way they are, I think that's a factor that certainly everybody should think about some.
Very true. And a couple of the other features, too, Jack, that I have liked here in the new 1954 Nash is the air intake for the air conditioning unit. It's up above, out the way of the exhaust of the previous car.
Well,
the car ahead of
that's right. It's considered in the automobile industry as the finest heating system a car can have today. It's called the Weather Eye, and that's almost well known as Nash itself, you might say. They go synonymous, one with the other. Something about the colors, Glenn, that we haven't talked about too much in the past. This year we have 28 different color combinations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to describe the colors other than the fact that they do have very glamorous names, which connote the import or the impact of the color. For instance, Malibu Ivory, Anniversary Gold, Croton Green, Pinehurst Green, Willow Green, many other, Spanish Red.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the colors, truly, I believe, are just as glamorous as those names sound.
And, to my opinion, the upholstery fabrics that are used throughout the different Nash models, too, Jack, are wonderful. And I think that the operating efficiency of a car and the style and the lines of the car are probably to the man and the family, but I think where the woman takes over is in the interior of the car, and
that's right,
really an outstanding group of fabrics which the Nash automobiles are upholstered in.
The foremost international designer, Madame Helene Rother, is the one who designed all the combinations of the upholstery fabrics and that sort of thing.
along, of course, with Pininfarina and the well-known styling of that gentleman that built the cars that have sold up to as high as $50,000. We have adapted in Nash the finest that those two people can put forth, and they are recognized not only in this country now, but internationally as well, as the foremost designers. Nash has led in the field of design for quite some time, it might be of interest, Glenn. Mm-hmm. They started producing cars along in 1902. One of the first three to start producing automobiles. Mm-hmm. They were the first ones to put the gear shift off the floorboard into the dash area. In other words, to give more room in the front seat.
The first ones to introduce the pull-out glove compartment. The first ones to have a one-piece windshield. The first, incidentally, to experiment with high-compression engines. That was back in 1917. Now, as a company, has been well-established, has never lost its ability by consolidation or any other form of amalgamation throughout its 52 years, almost 53 years of manufacturing experience.
And without our loyal friends and the people in Dunn, and I mean this sincerely.